It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy National Law Enforcement Day. That's right. That's right. If you're falsely accused of something and thrown in jail, make sure you let them know you appreciate them. Today is January 9th, 2024. Already the 9th. Unbelievable. If you haven't been watching the news, we've got blizzard conditions coming through the southeast up towards the northeast that will be affecting your host later today in the Lunch Show studios. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Kate Middleton is 41. David Johansen, the amazing David Johansen of the New York Dolls, is 73. J.K. Simmons, 68. Jimmy Page, also unbelievable guitar player, 79. And Dave Matthews, 56. Also on this day in history, 2021, Apple introduced iTunes. And 1861, Mississippi became the second U.S. state after South Carolina to secede from the Union and runner-up to the Civil War. Not willing to give up slaves at the time, I don't believe. All right, let's get into the news after I remind you to subscribe to the show and tell your friends and family about the show and hit notifications. All right, this one is from Newsmax. Six Americans still being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Not good. Got to get those people back. We're really trying to stay out of it, so I don't think they should be keeping our people there. Obviously not anybody, but some people are saying Biden's responsible for them still being there, so I don't know. Quite possibly. Here's one from TMZ. Jimmy Kimmel blasts Aaron Rodgers on Late Night Show. I don't know that anyone saw it. Does it even matter if no one sees it? Demands apology over false Epstein list claim. So I guess what happened was Aaron Rodgers was on a podcast, and this was about time that they announced that a list of Epstein's associates and friends came out. And Aaron said something about Jimmy Kimmel being on that list. And it turned, and so Jimmy Kimmel's just going back and forth now. They're both going back and forth. I doubt Aaron will say anything else. But it turns out Jimmy Kimmel was busting on Aaron prior to this whole list thing. So it this stuff dates back before this Epstein list news came out. Here's one from Sports Illustrated. Tiger Woods announces the end of his longtime partnership with Nike. Wow. Wow. The money that those two entities generated together is staggering. It really is. What about Nike? Like, they get Jordan, you know, they kind of luck out and get Jordan, and then they get Tiger, and that's amazing stuff. Oh, here we go. We got another winner here. This one from CBS. Driver crashes into White House exterior gate, Secret Service says. He better pay for the damage. We are not paying for that. Apparently, he had mental issues. Well, you know, a lot of mental people know better than to do that, right? Goodness gracious. We got a short show today, actually. But that's okay. That is okay. We will be back in a few days for a big Friday episode. There'll be some changes on Friday's episode. Improvements. This one's from Fox News. Remember the story about the YouTube guy, former Olympian that crashed his plane on purpose to stage that it broke down in the air and he had to dive out? And apparently the video has 4.5 million hits, so, or views. So, but he's going to pay. He, here's the headline. Trevor Jacobs speaks out ahead of prison sentence for viral airplane stunt, shares lessons learned. We're not going to go over his statement, but so he tried to hide it. He tried to go out there with a helicopter and pick it up and hide the evidence, and the feds busted him. So these are federal charges. I believe I saw that he's going to do 6 months. So in federal prison, I believe. I mean, if they're federal charges, it only makes sense, right? And I guess the FAA is going to fine him, forget whether it was $16,000 or $1,600 a day until he turns in his license, pilot's license. So, yeah, I hope it was worth it, dude. All right, that leaves us with one article left. It's a good news one because that's how we roll here at the Lunch Show. You know that. If you're a new listener, maybe you don't know that. We end every episode with a good news story. Always have, always will. All right, this one's from Fox Business. AI is being used to catch more child predators. Yes. Yes, that is so great. You know, AI is like, everyone's kind of like, oh God, what the hell are we getting ourselves into here with this AI? But, you know, I think in medical cases, research, and I'm hoping it helps that a lot, you know, and helps relieve a lot of these people that are suffering in our world. And this stuff here too, like if we can, maybe we can solve so many cold case red rums. That'd be so awesome, and find predators that are out there amongst us in the line at the store, sitting at a table next to us. These guys are still out there. It's sick. If we can use AI to nab them and stick them in the can. Yeah, that didn't sound good, but you know what I mean. All right, folks, I'm going to call that the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a shorty, but I hope it was a goodie. We will be back. What's today? Tuesday. We will be back Friday with a new and improved episode. Very excited about that. And until Friday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.